Right now, we are speaking to the Regional Artist of the Month, Melissa Drummond. Melissa is a photographer who is interested in the ways the environment is impacted by human activity. She is a documentary photographer and artist with a background in earth science, and she lives in Kalgoorlie. She's talking to us from Kalgoorlie. Melissa, welcome.
Thanks, Beck.
So you are specifically interested in this kind of intersection of fine art photography and documentary photography. What was it that drew you to photography in the first place?
I think part of it was the technology. I really loved digital photography. I had an old SLR for years that I would take film photos with, but when digital cameras became more affordable, I just really loved that side of it. But also, I think being able to just document and almost collect and record my experience of the world, and also with like having young children at the time as well, recording that aspect, and it just evolved from there.
It sounds like it felt really kind of integral to you to be able to record life as you saw it.
Yeah, I think so. And probably someone who's not necessarily good with words or feelings, like that became almost a compulsion to photograph things. And something, I still have difficulty articulating that too. It's just something that I do.
It's something that you do remarkably well. I guess in line with your own personality, you do seek out these very quiet spaces, these places that seem a bit isolated or a bit kind of not being touched in a long time. How do you find these places in the first place?
Oh, I think living in Kalgoorlie, there's a lot of places where people have just moved away from and left them. So there's that accessibility. I've also spent a bit of time in the Wheatbelt since I've lived in WA. And there are other areas where people have moved away from, and, there's just like these, whether it's a building or, some, particularly in Kalgoorlie, you just end up with, like waste dumps or tailings dumps, and that kind of thing is, they're over 100 years old, and it's kind of, they're interesting spaces to explore.
Interesting in that they're these places that are somehow have been impacted by mining or by industry and yet are also being abandoned.
Yeah, and sometimes, you can render them in a way that they look like, they're man-made topographies. Like we have these waste dumps, and I kind of almost construct this narrative in my head where it's like, well, in however many years in the future, like how will we map these, the mountains, and like what will that look like? We're digging up, kind of earth that's billions of years old and redepositing it, and it's kind of creating this different story there.
So what's that cartography going to look like? How are we going to express those particular landforms in the language of maps and in the language of natural geography? I'm not even sure what you call that. Would you call them mountains or would you call them something else?
Would
they be a different colour?
Not big enough, yeah. And it's like these new geomorphologies, I suppose.
Oh, that's a nice word. I like that.
Yeah. And that's good. I have a background in making maps too. So it's, I think geography is something that I've always been interested in. And it's just kind of is coming out in the photos maybe.
So it's like
places
this,
that I explore, yeah.
It's like a emotive pictorial cartography.
Yeah, that's maybe a good way of describing it. I like that too, yeah.
Working in the regions can be quite isolating for artists in a number of ways. How does being part of the Regional Artist of the Month and Regional Arts WA help you to develop your practice and connect with other practitioners?
I guess in it, you know, in one way, it shows that, like, you know, there's that we're here in Kalgoorlie or, you know, any other region. That's important, particularly photography. I guess a lot of that is dominated by city photographers, and in Australia, you know, it's a lot about the East Coast. So to be able to have a platform where regional artists are visible and are able to tell their own stories, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, from that aspect, yeah, it's huge. And also, and I guess with the recent open borders that I was part of, to kind of get out of your little bubble and meet other people, it's just you're kind of experiencing the same challenges as a regional artist. It's just nice to be able to make those connections.
We are speaking to Regional Artist of the Month, Melissa Drummond. She is a photographer who's particularly interested in the ways that our behaviour as humans, whether that's like on an industrial level or on an individual level, has impacted the landscape. Melissa, your work, you just mentioned that you are part of this exhibition at the John Curtin Gallery. What is the Open Borders exhibition about? Because it's a collective exhibition, isn't it? Your work's a part of a greater story.
Yeah, so it started with an idea to Fiona Sinclair at Southern Forest Arts. Started this mycelium project, and it was as a response to the COVID pandemic and how our borders were closed. I think as a way of connecting regional artists, and it grew to this statewide project, and the culmination of that is the exhibition at John Curtin Gallery. So throughout the state, artists were invited to take part in their own regional exhibition. So mm-hmm. I was obviously part of the Kalgoorlie one, which had the sub-theme of erosion, and so the regions came up with their own themes. I think some chose not to. They just had the open borders. And so through a series of exhibitions, works were chosen. So it's Annette Davis, Jane King and Leah McKnight, who were the curators. They travelled around the whole of the state and selected works for this exhibition.
Just what a job. What a job to be able to just travel around WA.
So tough.
Meet amazing people, look at amazing artwork, and then chuck it all together for this exhibition. It's still going on at John Curtin Gallery. So if you're in Perth, you can head on down to Curtin Uni and check out the Open Borders exhibition and have a little search for Melissa's work, which is part of that story. And Melissa, part of our story as a state as well, we're looking at these impacts that mining has had on country. Melissa, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us on Artbeat today.
Oh, no worries, Beck. Thanks for having me.